In recent years, more faith-themed movies have been showing up at the box office with titles such as Heaven Is For Real, God's Not Dead, and Miracles From Heaven. They're definitely catering to a niche audience.
You prayed and believed your whole life, and here you are.
When I try to talk about my faith, it's like, well, they just make fun of me.
I don't think God expects you to go anywhere where you don't fit in.
I lifted up and I looked down. Mom was in one room, you were in another room yelling at God.
You gotta beg God to teach you how to be a good husband. And don't just follow your heart, you gotta lead your heart.
I'm really tired of trying to figure it out on my own. I know that there has to be a better way, but I don't know if this is it.
Nobody walks through those church doors by mistake. Nobody.
Studios are finding there's an audience for these kinds of films at the box office or on PureFlix, which the New York Times describes as Netflix for Christians. Ben Sampson is a lecturer at the UCLA School of Theater, Film, and Television. The show's Marcus Charleston asked him why we're seeing more of these movies.
I would say the easy and overall answer is that they've been successful. Why they've been successful in the past 15 years has to do with the rise of digital media. That makes making films easier, but more specifically, it makes marketing films easier.
How are these films marketed?
Well, first of all, there's three different tiers of Christian media being marketed to Christians in the United States. The first tier I would place at overtly Christian, and specifically something that labels these films as things that you can take your non-believing friends to go see, and maybe they wouldn't go to a church, but they'd go to a movie theater, and you can get them in front of a gospel message. Films like Facing the Giants, Fireproof, Courageous, The War Room. You'd also have the God's Not Dead kind of series in there, the Left Behind series to a certain degree. Then you have the second tier of Christian product that I kind of call softcore Christian filmmaking or true life Christian adventure filmmaking, either way. And these are actually made by major studios. And these would be films that are kind of soft in their theology. They wouldn't have an altar call message. They wouldn't even have much to do overtly with kind of Christian doctrine, Christian theology, but they focus on people who are real-life Christians in a kind of real-life story. And because of that, the studios can market them to Christians and say, see, these are your films. They feature your people. So you have the Miracles from Heaven with Jennifer Garner, Heaven is for Real with Greg Kinnear, Soul Surfer with Dennis Quaid. And it really kind of started with Blindside with Sandra Bullock. And those are the kinds of films, if they do venture into Christian waters, that studios like to make because it's safe. And then I would say you have the third tier, which is stuff that is overtly not religious, that has almost nothing to do with religion at all, but they think that it will appeal to a Christian demographic or could be marketed to a Christian demographic. So you have stuff like Superman, Man of Steel, American Sniper had a Christian campaign, Only the Brave, anything that they think will appeal to that demographic.
Are these films a throwback to the days of the Hollywood production code when movies had to have a moralistic and a positive message?
I think it kind of depends on the film and which films that you're talking about. You'd be very surprised by stuff that's really not religiously related, but still marketed to Christians. I remember Book of Eli, which was an action film with Denzel Washington, was marketed to churches. The Christian filmmakers, the people who are making that first tier, the overtly Christian films, they definitely want to give Christian audiences something wholesome, something reflective of their demographic, their politics, of their religion.
Are studios finding faith-based films are good for the bottom line?
They wouldn't be making them if they didn't. The Christian filmmakers would likely not be making them if they didn't make money either.
Ben Sampson is a lecturer at the UCLA School of Theater, Film, and Television. He spoke with the show's Marcus Charleston.